Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Why, hello. You look great. I hope you feel great. Today is, we had a little after show. Just a little after show. It's not the whole show. Just a little after show. So it's like there's almost like there's not a show. No show this week, sorry. Oh, we did a little after show, I'll give you that. Oh, yeah. But it wasn't a show. It was just, we did the regular show and everyone had a little life in them. Well, like, let's do an after show, and since we won't be around next week, I could just, maybe just, hey, you want to hear what we did? How you doing? I'm at Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh. Tonight, Friday, tomorrow, Saturday. Two shows tonight and two shows Saturday. So it's going to, you know, it's always fun here. Hell, you know. LA Podfest is coming up. We'll talk about it next week when our guest is Graham Elwood, and we'll talk about all the bells and whistles and things you can do. Downloading the show. Enough business. I don't do business. So, towel warmer Michael, thank you. We used your thing again, your towel warmer. We've been using it a lot. Well, now that it's getting cold, the fall is a rushing in. Hey, guess what? I know it's not till February, but Valentine's week, I'm going to be playing the Comedy Works downtown in Denver. Oh, it's going to be big. I need a two-piece band there. Drums and keyboards. Mm-hmm. All right. I know that's not till February, though. All right. Well, I hope you're doing good. Tom was our... You know, I'm not going to say his last name because I'm going to mess it up. It makes sense. I know Tom for a long time. He went by Tom Brady. But I get it. He just finally had to switch his name because of the obvious. And I have a hard time with the new name. He's going to listen to this and go, I can't believe I know it, but I'm not going to say it right. Dakar? It's not Jakar. I hope it's not. Anyway, the artist formerly known as Tom Brady. Angry. A few times, you got very angry. But never towards me. All right, listen, I hope you're well. I love you. You can do it. You got it. You're great. You little fuck. And I mean that in the most affectionate way that I can mean it. I'm so goddamn proud of you. That's right. I am. What the fuck? It's pretty cool doing what you're doing. Alrighty. Is that enough? You're doing good? Enjoy the show. Next week, it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Sure, it's the after show. Something fun about it. It's darker. It's later. It's
after.
It's after. It's the something magical about it. It's the after show. You shitting me? We don't have a guest. It's fun. Can't you see that it's just raining? It's nice
apologies
to have a guest.
To Texas and Florida.
I love to have guests. They're so much fun. And then guests sometimes to have an after show. It's just like, it's like, wow. Do whatever the fuck we want. Sure. Tom, Cacciatore. Cacciatore. Is it Cacciatore or Cacciatore? I always get nervous. That guy, that's how bad the guy is. No, is it Cacciatore or Cacciatore?
It's Cacciatore. I'm going to write a blog about
that. No, what is it? What's your last name?
Dakar. Tom Dakar.
That was your dad's first name,
that
wasn't
it? That was my father's last name.
Wow. That, well, who?
May he rest in hell.
No, that's...
Huh?
Don't be mean. It's not going to get you anywhere. But why did... Wait, but then I go back to your question. How did you get Tom Brady?
Because my parents were never married, Todd. Some people don't have traditional relationships,
well,
Todd.
Not the people that I know.
I know that you support only straight marriage, but sometimes people just bang it out and have a baby. And
they didn't get married.
And they didn't get married. My father went to prison.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
What did he go to prison for?
Oh, it's not stuff you want to talk about. No. It's not fun. He was a weird creep.
An error in judgment.
He made an error. You know the way I'd like to look at it? That he was a nice guy. I'm a guy who really doesn't get it. I'm kidding.
No, he was a real piece of shit. He went to jail for being gay. You buy that?
No, come on.
No, a different time.
Why did he go to jail?
He thought the earth was
wait, why?
Round.
Why I just got confused?
No, there was a lot of it's dark stuff. He was a bad man.
But what?
He was a gynecologist who lost his medical license.
Is that
for
true?
Having relationships with his patients.
All right, listen, you know what?
Yeah,
I hope he listens because
he's dead.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that he's.
I hope he can hear in hell.
I hope he's. Why do you say? Why do you? How's that help the situation?
You took his name.
What? I said he went to prison.
I know, but talking about him in an aggressive fashion. See, I should look crazy that I'm defending. You're talking about.
Yeah, why are you defending him?
Because I'm right. Anybody goes. Todd has a point. He even. You know, there's
no
times.
No one is saying that.
There's a time when a listener goes. Todd might not articulate what his gut is telling him, but I could. Paul F. Tompkins or Kevin, almost Dr. Kevin Sousa could say,
both hacks.
Here's why. You know what? That's right. I hope they listen. I know Paul F. Tompkins listens, and he doesn't have a sense of humor. Oh, really? He doesn't. Not about that type of shit, and I don't blame him. He works very hard. He doesn't need some fucking Latino, whatever you are. Coming to me.
Yeah, that's what my write down on forms.
Have another drink, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Right? Have another drink already over here. Jesus.
Have another drink, Tom.
Yeah.
Wait, what I still don't understand is why then did you take his name?
So,
And
it was my it's because I didn't know what name to take when I changed
it. You should have thought about it.
Well, yeah, I did think about it. I thought about it for a long time.
We're not here to harass you.
To a name that made sense to me, if it makes sense.
And I want to say about what I said about referencing it in like this, you know, he's sick and he's where he belongs. No, he's not dead. I thought he was in jail. He's where he ended up.
Yeah, but also was he.
Oh, that is so morbid and funny.
Yeah.
Come on, also, show a little respect.
No, I don't. Yeah, that was great.
Hello.
I'm clapping. Okay.
And now, giving the award for the best soundtrack will be actor star Tom playing.
Tonight, the best sound effect goes to Eric. Is that right?
No, it's him. He's doing it. That's John Branham Wagner.
Oh, John Branham Wagner.
Wait, I love it. Branham, it's better. You're not John Branham Wagner anymore. You're John Branham Wagner. But I love it. Don't be sorry.
Branham is better. Fix
it. Shut all the music off.
Well, it was his dad's name.
That's right. His dad was in jail for trying to get a pigeon out of his ass. I don't know. I just had to say something. I will not have a pause in my show. So sometimes I just jam something in there, and that's in it.
I've got a pretty great Aristotle quote. Not me, but quote from Aristotle.
The other one.
I heard that Aristotle said that about you before.
I'm sure.
Wise man.
We all know each other very well.
Go ahead. And I want to wrap it up.
That's a very specific reference to what you just said, is that a wise man...
Can you put reverb in your voice?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. I mean, I want you to sound nice.
And now a quote from Aristotle.
And now a quote...
Aristotle.
A wise man speaks when he has something to say. A fool speaks because he has to say something.
Wow.
Wait.
Can I tell you something?
You said that based on what Todd said.
It made me think. I mean, it was like, I had to say something.
He's right. And I don't get offended when people correct me. I'm not like that. Sometimes I make mistakes too, you know. I'll tell you. Because he knows he's answering it in the real part of the world. He knows I'm being absurd. But I love that. And by the way, I thought people should have soaked that in a little more. What are they called?
Philosopher?
No, but these things, they begin with an A. They're life lessons. They're ad, not ad.
Assholes.
Remember what he just said about not saying anything?
No.
Hello, I died for your sins a while back when I said...
Were you going to say anecdote?
Yes. Oh. Thank you. Remember a while back I went, what was the joke I said that was so horrible? The one that I...
Edit it out. Edit it out again.
Hold on. I refuse to let go of this. What was the thing I said that made Aristotle say...
Oh, no, you said that... You said... this is too much.
That's great. No, it's beautiful. No, don't you ever stop. And don't reprimand people here.
I'm sorry.
No, you come into someone's house's house and you tell their children... You tell their kids how to act.
If they're being...
He knows exactly. So tell me. I shouldn't yell at
you. What you said earlier was...
Stuff a fuck a chicken.
You won't let there be a silence on the show.
I know, what did I say?
Before that.
It was something about a chicken. I forgot the specific.
Oh, something about somebody pulling a chicken out of their ass.
Oh, they got arrested.
A pigeon.
They got arrested for pulling a pigeon out of their ass.
And that's true.
Well, no, it's not.
Wait, what the fuck?
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop. I make mistakes just like everybody else. No, so I said...
It was illegal to put it in his ass.
Thank you. After all that, that's all I come up with. But so here's what I said. So I do that. I make that mistake. I take Aristotle, quotes Aristotle, makes me feel horrible about myself. Well, because... No, it says, why don't you just say nothing? And I love the quote. I really do. I go, wow. I loved it so much, to George Conan, being honest. I thought... But when we hear these quotes, sometimes we think, well, you know what? It doesn't mean we have to... We can go, oh, is there any part of me that's like that? Even if overwhelming you, you're not like that. Go, always trim and tuck. So I hear that. I go, what it's basically saying is, remember when to listen. Mm-hmm. And it's all right to talk a lot, but you know what? Jimmy Dore used to say it, listen more, talk less, depending where you're at, of course. But just shut up. The best thing you can do sometimes is shut the fuck up.
I also didn't mean about like right now, because I get that this is...
You're
like,
damn right you didn't.
A comedic thing, but
I
it made
know.
Me think
yeah,
that.
I think he was trying to be funny.
I know, I get it. No, he wasn't.
But also...
Can I tell you something? You're a trouble starter. Can I tell you what
I'm
I think he was doing?
To be.
I know you're not. That's the problem. I wish you were, because then we could end it. You're unaware of it. I
tricked
you.
Worse than we thought.
Worse than we thought.
Well, I thought you were trying to be a
we
trouble
thought
starter.
You're trying.
You're not even trying. Holy
shit. Tom, are you comfortable? I get the feeling you're not.
I'm not comfortable.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm being attacked.
That's no. Yeah, well, but fairly.
Fairly?
Fairly. You ever hear the Farrelly brothers?
I heard
they were successful.
Dumb and Dumber.
So that's what we're trying to do. No, I don't want a guest to ever feel. I'm being too George Carlin.
I'm
being.
Oh,
honest.
I'm not. I was playing.
Don't
I'm,
do
I don't
bits
feel
about how you feel.
I feel
how you feel.
I feel comfortable.
Thank you.
I love you, Todd. I would.
No, I don't want you to feel
comfortable around you. Yeah.
Here's what I thought when we were saying the thing about what were we talking about?
Something about my. There was some stuff said about my dad that I felt a little uneasy.
That's where
about.
It all kind of went off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guess what? You know, the reason we say that is because my dad is dead.
Ha ha.
Is he? How is he?
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, no, about your dad. Oh, yeah, that was a healthy conversation.
Yeah.
Almost immediately, though, my mind started to form a lie for you, but I feel like it's still a valid reason that you take his last name to almost erase his history. If you are mad at him.
Somewhat, but some of it's that it was a name that it would have been my name if he wasn't a piece of shit. So
right.
If we're gonna be serious about it, but
you know what?
I didn't plan to be serious over here.
Yeah,
you know?
Listen, we have so deep. Let me tell you something. Oh. We're the deepest show in the world. I will say that. And then the last thing I want to say is that I used to say. I wouldn't let go of my, once you imagine it's your name, I get it. Like, it's easy to talk about your name, but when I thought Todd Glass, I go, you know what? I could say I don't really care, but I go, if I had to change it, I'd be like, oh shit, I want it to be my name.
It sucks.
I know.
To change your name.
I know,
it's
so
hard.
I get it. So I thought about it was my name, not your name.
Yeah.
But then I think about, what if it was my name? I go, there'll be two Todd Glasses. Maybe it'll work to my advantage. Maybe it'll be like, well, there's Todd Glass, the football player, there's Todd Glass, the comedian. I'll be Todd Glass, the comedian. I would have.
No, it fucks with you. It fucks with your identity a little bit.
Or, you know what else you could have done? Middle initial. My middle
thank
initial.
I did that. No, I did that. It didn't work.
Michael B. Jordan.
No, I actually had a joke about that because so Michael B. Jordan changed his name to Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
so
hold on one second. I don't mean to be a dick.
Yeah,
I just wanted to look like we're engaged, so we're gonna edit this all out. When you say the Michael G. Jordan, I want everyone to go, just you know what I mean. Just so it seems, we'll edit that out, and then we'll just come in right with you clean. I hope you don't mind if we we'll edit all this out. So just repeat, feed it. You come in with that last line, and then everybody in the room. Just so I want people to listen to the show think, you can tell they're engaged in it. Mm-hmm, don't overdo it. Just be normal about it. Don't overthink it.
Sure.
Okay, so you'll come in with your line.
So Michael Jordan, the actor, changed his name to Michael B. Jordan.
Whoa! Wow. He's like the Michael Jordan of acting.
Right.
Whoa!
That's right. Michael B. Jordan.
Whoa!
Wow. So I decided.
No, I didn't know that.
I really didn't know that.
I never knew that.
I decided I'm going
to
start.
Okay, guys. I don't mean to be
like
a jerk.
Jordan,
hold on. I want to do it again. We'll take this out. We'll take this one out. More mutters in the background. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's interesting. Like we're, we're taking it in, but like more like, oh, wow. Oh, always new things. Oh, great. Oh, really? Wow. You learn something new every day. Would you mind just feeding us into it?
Of course.
And I'll edit this out. I won't leave this in. I'm not.
You're not a monster?
I'm not a monster. Here we go. So go ahead.
All right. Did you guys know that Michael Jordan, the actor, changed his name to Michael B. Jordan?
Whoa.
Okay, hold on. Let's do it again. Softer. Even like, Michael Jordan. Oh, yes, I get it. Oh yes, I understand. Really just soft. We're like in a golf course. We're learning. We're educating ourselves. One more time.
Did you guys know that Michael Jordan, the actor, changed his name to Michael B. Jordan, the actor?
Michael Jordan. I didn't know that. I learned something new all the time. See, that's interesting.
And that's why I'm changing my name to Michael B. Jordan.
Yay!
It's the after show, ladies and gentlemen. It's the after show. That's right. We're going to have so much fun. You're going to not know what to do.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're
happy and you know it, and your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. Yeah. If you're happy, come on, wave your hands up in the air. If you're happy, jump around like you don't care. If you're happy, come on, then lift your braces high and tell everybody why. If you're happy and you know it, say woohoo. If you're happy and you know it, say woohoo. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it.
That's an exercise right there, right? Sure, we're having fun. It's the after show. We do whatever the fuck
we want.
They write
that song for kids or us?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Because that, wow. You know what to do? I don't care. I'd rather tell you now and not have to add it later. Come in clean, best that first noisy part. People already heard it. They go, oh, Aristotle already did what Todd asked. Do you get it? How it will unfold?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The beginning of that part, I like when he starts singing. The minute he starts, if you're happy and you come in there. But you can leave this in. Now people are thinking, oh, I'm going to 15 second back, see what he did. Yeah, there was this noise up front before you started really singing the clean part of the song. There was some bullshit. These guys trying to show off their talents. Get to the happy and you know it song. I need it. I'm in a little bit of a funk, and I don't need your...
Are you okay, Todd?
Oh, no. Wow, we're not getting out of here. Oh, you're not getting out of here.
I was going to get out of here.
James Hadomian's mad at us because we can all do impersonations.
Yeah.
So he's really mad at us. And he goes, because like we'll do anybody. Like we could do, you know, what were we just doing? I ain't getting out of here. We do Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, all right.
All right. You ain't getting out of here. Can you do it? Oh, wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's not as easy as hard as. Is it harder than we think? Can you do it?
Oh, I can do it.
Let me hear.
Have to get out of here.
Oh, he does it. Wow. All right.
How do we know that's not Matthew McConaughey?
Wait a second.
It'd be a lot cooler if Matthew, I was dead.
Matthew is calling in the show. Matthew McConaughey is calling in the show. Matthew.
All right.
Just move your mouth away from the mic so it just comes through the phone. Matthew, is that you?
All right.
Oh, wait, I think it is.
It's me, Matthew McConaughey.
Say all right.
All right.
Oh, it is Matthew McConaughey.
It is.
Definitely.
Hey,
are you doing any movies lately?
Oh, I'm doing all kinds of movies. All right.
Oh, it is you. I want to be the dumbest guy in the world. Is this really you?
All right.
Oh, my God, it is you. Wait, maybe it isn't you. Is it you, Matthew McConaughey? Is that Matthew McConaughey?
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. Where do you live? Why are you calling me?
All right.
Ah, it's Matthew. I can tell. Why would he say it like that? Why did you call me?
It'd be a lot cooler if you were.
I don't know that expression.
I know that expression.
Matthew, are we friends?
All right.
I'm friends with Matthew McConaughey. What's his name? I'm saying
it wrong. Matthew McConaughey.
That's another name I can't say. Hang up the phone. And sit up. Sit up. Show a little respect. Would you go on the David Letterman show lounging around like that?
I have not left. All right.
This is not. Yes. First of all.
All right.
Nothing's more fun than this. Just stop. Tom, 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 Tom,
I'm honored, and I feel privileged.
Listen, I got to tell you something.
That.
On this after show, this is crazy. Like, do you hear it outside? You can hear the thunder coming from.
I hear it out there.
Like,
yeah, I was gonna get out of here in like a second, but now I hear that. I guess I gotta stick around.
I heard the dam's having a hard time holding back the water.
Okay, all right. Vinny, you like that one? It's funny, right? Oh, geez. Wow. Play it again. Play it again. Open the window. Shut the window.
Yeah, shut that window.
Open the window. Let me open the window.
Oh, my.
I'm going to go into the attic. Yeah, watch this. I can get into that movie.
I'm going to go into the attic and get burned down. I'm going to stab the barn down.
Todd, no. Todd, no.
that's a bad idea.
I'm go strapped in.
Todd, no, Todd. No, Todd, stay. It's dangerous up there. Todd, no. Todd, you're not equipped to do that.
Get back in there.
Todd, no. No, Todd, stop. Todd, the attic is the closest to the storm. Todd, quit it. Quit it, Todd.
I'm up here in the attic. I chopped my leg off.
Yeah, Todd, that's a bad idea. You shouldn't be doing what you're doing.
You didn't listen to us the first time.
We told you not to do that.
It's a magic trick.
You chopped your own leg off?
Nothing we can do
How
now.
How was that bit?
That was just solid. There. That was a fine
talking
bit.
Talking about theater of the mind.
Why were you going to the attic?
I don't know. I always say the same words. I'm going to put the barn down. I'm going to put the barn down.
That yeah, in the movie, though, they're running out in the rain.
Yeah, they're running out in
the blood, and a cow's got its hoof caught in the fence, and he's going to go save the cow.
Right, exactly. You
could say the cat was
you've
got to
go, like, shut the attic.
You get it. Like, what's to get? Like, you're so... You get my thoughts. You know?
Me and the guy in San Antonio.
I can get ready to enjoy one of the Todd Glass Show's jingles.
A new jingle, everybody. Oh,
shit, there's a brand new jingle?
Oh, my God, I requested this one.
Is this necessary? Is this necessary?
Yes, is it necessary?
Is this necessary?
I hope my show's necessary.
Is this necessary?
Wow.
This is pretty.
Yes.
Is this necessary? Is this necessary? Is this necessary?
This is beautiful. Put some reverb in there.
That one's nice. That's
play it again
song.
With reverb to prove my point that reverb makes even great things even better. And be honest. Go, you know, to be honest. Hold on. Already I can tell you're going to be fair. You might
I'll
go, I liked it the first way. I don't mind that. You might go, right. Little reverb. So you can remember the first way?
I'll remember.
It's
pretty
nice.
It was nice.
I got to admit, maybe I should leave well enough alone, but I always want to play a little bit.
Todd Glass, maybe I should leave well enough alone.
That's my special. Maybe I should leave well enough alone. That is fucking hilarious. It's already named it. Okay,
Todd
we go.
Todd Glass, it's all been done.
Is there reverb? A little softer.
Is this necessary?
That's with reverb?
All right, take the reverb out. I hear without it.
Why did the lights go off?
We just decide. Hold on. Let's do it. Now have no reverb. Have no reverb for about a minute. Then 20 seconds. Oh, start it over.
I can tell you right now how I feel about it.
Okay, hold on, hold on. With no reverb, I want to make this fair.
Is this necessary?
This is no reverb.
No reverb. Okay, now put reverb.
Is this necessary?
Okay, what do you think?
All right, so I'll be totally honest with you. When you first pitched the reverb idea, I was ready to be like, this is going to sound
bad. It wasn't
bad.
Necessary.
But I was going to say the reverb is not necessary. But it was better. It was better. I'll give it to you.
Yes, Duncan.
Hello? Hello? No, this is the reverb police. We just got a call that the Todd Glass Show didn't have reverb for a full minute.
I've been meaning to bring this up. We don't have registered reverb, and we've been exceeding the max for a long time.
Oh, my God. Guys.
I've got to go.
No reverb for
everybody, hide.
This is fucked up.
That's all I have to say.
Reverb Police Lives Matter.
This is the Reverb.
This is the Reverb Police. You have gotten away with reverb way too long.
Pull it over. Todd. Pull it over. You want
to pull people over?
You pulling people over? Or
I like to do it like you're a cop. You got the radio on in the car.
Okay.
Put the radio on. You're in your cruiser. Okay. And by the way, you're a good cop.
All right.
I'm going to take the time. You know why I hate telling these stories?
Uh-huh.
Hold on 1 second with the sound effects.
Boy, I didn't know this was a sound effect podcast.
I want to take this time in the middle of everything. Oh, yeah, we can do that. I am going to do that.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Is there? There's not video on here, is there?
No.
This is incredible. It's so funny that you do all this stuff that's just for us. I love it.
Hey, is that light too bright in your eyes? Be honest. It's okay now? All right. I want to remind everybody something, and this is an after show. Can I get some thunder? I mean, open the window. Open the window. All right, we'll try to keep it real. This is whatever we want it to be. We're with you. This is special. Mm-hmm. We don't just plow past this like, oh, here we are. We soak it in like if it was the last time we were ever going to do it. Other than that, everybody can stay the fuck home. Because, you know, it's like when we see, who do we see sing? When we watch Elvis it's many other singers, but I just happened this to be the recent thing when Eric started showing us Elvis.
The comeback special.
When he takes that guitar and he's singing one, and I go, now that doesn't mean the energy has to be as powerful looking as that, but we know what it's like when you see a singer give it soul and give a fuck and be fucking into it. Well, that's the epitome of it. Anything less than that. It doesn't interest me. I need someone to grab a hold of me, like comedians too. Grab the fuck a hold of me and squeeze the living shit out of me.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it for me. And that's how I like it with song. Other songs are okay. You might hear songs and go, well, it's not really doing that. Well, maybe it doesn't need it. Maybe there are songs that don't need that. But if there's passion to be had, other songs might not. But when there's passion to be had, fucking give it. That's what those Elvis songs do for me.
Yeah.
So that's what I say. Well, then do it here in this studio.
We're doing it.
Play the Elvis song.
What song? I'm sorry.
Play the Elvis song.
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play it.
Yeah.
Let it breathe, too. And then we're going to pull people over. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You act like you're in a police car. And what I was going to preface was this game used to be more fun to play, except with all the problems... they've always been there, but now because of modern day technology, we're seeing the shit that a lot of people dealt with a long time ago. And I am pro cop in the sense that I think it's so important to defend the ones that are good. But let me tell you something, I'm not delusional. It's about, you know, I'm talking about 5% of them.
They're defended enough.
No, you know what? Cops. They're not defended from smart people enough. There's a lot of people. No, what I'm saying is the they're defended enough through the people that don't really care about the destruction that they do. I don't want to blindly defend them.
Yeah.
What I want to do is go, hey, that's real. Because there's a lot of cops that are, you know, look, I know I've done ride-alongs. I understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I also know that the only cops that I obviously became friends with were the small minority, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to become friends with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
then
to watch someone out there, yes, it's very appealing to get to go out in a police car and do all the fun things, but be in the car with someone that also is using their power to do good. Because you can do a lot of good, and you
So
now,
to good people.
That's the 5%, exactly.
Yeah,
and I do think that's 5. Does that mean someone that's not in that 5% right after that is the worst cop in the world? No, but you have to draw the line somewhere. Maybe it's 10%. I don't know. I know it's ridiculously low. So pull people over when you're with one of those cops, and it's fun to be on the PA because you're like a little kid.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to preface that whole setup to every time that bit, I have to do this whole setup. One night with you. One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The things that we two could plan would make my dream.
Yeah.
my song would make you stand still. Make my dreams come true. Gotta do it again, I gotta do it again.
I feel like I'm out of control. Oh, I didn't? Okay.
I've never been strung out a day in my life.
I was going to say that when he does that, I like to close my eyes and pretend that I'm Elvis, and mm-hmm. it's the best that I've ever felt.
Yes.
And so when Duncan just got up to like mimic it and act it out, I was like, oh, I bet he feels great. I bet he's pretending the fuck out of being Elvis.
Can I tell you?
Tell us your
thoughts. Can I tell you? That's when I want the music to be as loud as it can be, because it's hard to get into it unless you really feel it. Like in this room, I wish it could have been louder.
It looked cool though. I was cool with it.
We smoked up the whole area. I knew Duncan would.
It
like,
looks cool with the smoke in here with it.
But that's a new bit we can do to make people feel good about themselves. Is you want to take turns for dinner? We're Elvis.
Yeah, you get to be Elvis.
Yeah, we get to go up and we do, and then you know what you do? You work out a few things with the drummer. Like when he does, you beat poke salad, and he goes poke, and then the drummer goes boom boom, salad boom boom. See, can you do a boom boom on there? Like two, like a doom doom.
Hell yeah.
Here we go, like poke, salad, poke, salad. Right. Poke, salad. The drummer just stays with him. If you get to do that, maybe we should find some songs that are easy to. Don't get drum too. Oh, well, I know.
Have you,
I know what people like on the after show.
Have you always liked Elvis? Was Elvis?
No, I'll tell you that story. Yeah. I know how to keep people because I'm in the radio business.
Yeah.
Did you know that John does a dance? Do you want to do it now, this dance that you've rehearsed?
The to the funk guy like to dance all the time, but he couldn't do it right no matter how hard he tried. He had two left feet from an accident of birth.
It's a true story.
All right. Then one day. Who was that? Who is that?
I don't know. Some guy sends it in. He's from a mental institution.
He sounds sick. Who are these sick fucks you got sending shit into here?
You wash your ass with that mouth?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm funny. I know how to bring it back. I know exactly what the show needs. I give it a little shot. Boom, boom. It's like a B212. How long have we been going?
35 minutes. But you're going to tell the Elvis story? Or how you got into Elvis.
The dance. Oh. Yeah,
thank you.
So and then we'll pull people over as Elvis.
Yes, thank you. Well, Elvis used to pull people over. The way...
That is true,
what happened
actually was
I thought John would dance around to that song, but then the reason I changed my mind, I go, well, I can't make him. He might not be in the mood to dance around to a song, so I just played a little bit and got out of it. Now, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got it.
Because when I heard it this afternoon, I go, oh, John will dance around to that. But then when I actually delivered, like when I thought, I go, hey, John, dance around to this song. I thought maybe he won't want to. Well, you got to be in the mood. It's not something you just do. So was I right?
Yeah, it's weird to dance if you're feeling lethargic.
You're right.
You don't look like you want to dance tonight.
Yeah. Well, he could want to dance 10 minutes from now. It's not
I'm not sure. Dancing whore. I'd be right this second.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not your dancing whore. Yeah. Wasn't that your first country hit? Yeah. I don't want to be your dancing whore.
Dancing
what type of words
whore.
Do we do? We're really Young breaking a lot of boundaries on this show tonight. We're very controversial.
This is the new Opie and Anthony.
Why do you have to be a saint? Why did they ever? They never hurt. Did they ever do anything? What do you?
They were controversial. Yeah. They said some racist, maybe racist things.
Did you ever eat? I'm the worst host in the world. Did you? Well, I guess you.
Yes,
have
Todd.
To,
I am here to promote my new book.
Hey, do you have a Ross commercial? I thought of a new thing. It's like, it's a guy. It's like a. It's a guy, and he's wearing a shirt that's a little too small, and he goes, "I got it. It's Jeff Ross."
You like it?
I thought you were gonna go with. We were on a break. Me and my diet. That is, it's Ross, and he's like gained weight. Ross Rachel, they were on break.
I get it. No, that's
good.
Boy,
that was a real stretch.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry I did it.
No. This is a place of love.
I got it.
We don't go, you guess what? When you give people freedom to say whatever, we don't go in. You first of all, you feel it didn't work.
Quite frankly, I got it after a while. After the break.
I loved
it. We were on a break.
I loved it.
Did I think it didn't work? No.
I loved it.
I just, in the room,
I loved
it didn't work.
This is why I didn't want to leave Aristotle hanging earlier, because he's always there for
everyone. I'm not leaving
else.
You hanging now, because
I
got
Aristotle.
It afterwards.
God no, I Aristotle. Trust that. I hope that anyone in the audience understood.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
You're not, and I don't mean to be gross, have a full erection. That's how much I love that joke. And that's weird. And that's only happened. Oh, come on. I didn't. What happened?
Is that the erection police?
So anyway, that joke was.
You can have a half erection in this town.
Okay, so.
You don't need to use that much blood.
Well, I just want to make sure we do all the things, because we have a lot of ideas here, you know. It's not. I have so much to get to and so little time. The other way around. I have a new CD coming out, Eating to the Oldies.
Is that right?
No, it's great.
Are you
tired of eating alone? Then we have like a song we play, and I eat sandwiches to songs. It's great. It's Eating to the Oldies. Well, a lot of people don't have anybody. Like, do we have one of this? Don't we have that? When the moon hits your eye. Do we have that video? What is that?
You're eating pasta, lagoo. You're eating macaroons.
This is one of ours.
You're eating spaghetti with marinara sauce. Yeah, meatballs and parmesan.
Sounds good.
You make me cupcakes, desserts that make me quake. Chicken tenders you will bake. Tater tots I will take.
Country fried chicken steak.
And then may the reverb be removed out of my voice and all sound effects ceased. Thank you for that wonderful
bit. Is
that
a prayer?
Yeah, that is a prayer that I made. What I'd like to do... That was great the way that came in.
It sounded good.
Oh, shit.
Reverb
police.
Shit.
We had a disturbance. There was 3 minutes from this location where there was no reverb. It's been our strongest reverb signal for the last 5 years.
You'll never catch me, coppers.
Keep trying, copper.
I got all the reverb I want in this helicopter that I'm flying away from you in. You'll never catch me.
We'll get you one day, kid reverb.
You knocked off a reverb
You'll
truck.
You'll never catch me.
Damn you, kid reverb.
I'm running away.
All right, guys.
You'll never
I
beat me.
I want to do a show with no sound effects.
I'm getting cheesed out on the street. Turn the reverb. Turn
all the effects off. Just regular, no sound effects.
I'm getting teased out on the street.
I can't even walk to work anymore. People call me. I have a tape of it.
Is that right?
Take that
People
out.
People are coming at you?
Put in recording.
Edit
I don't want
it.
Oh, Jesus.
Edit it out.
I can't even walk down the street without people going, oh, it's sound effects boy. And that's embarrassing. Well, it is. It's embarrassing. I was a respected comedian.
No.
I mean, I know what I'm trying to do here. Well, I'm trying to just have a good show. That's all I'm trying to do. I mean,
Dark Shane.
Ooh.
Donald.
dark of shame. Thank you for.
Wow, how about that little clip? Wasn't that a great little clip of music?
Wow.
Huh, did you like that little clip? It was so gentle. You heard a little bit, dark of shame. And it's very clever because I have a very clever show and a very controversial show.
This
and
is everybody controversial, knows it. It's clever.
Thank you. And I want to say hi to you. Welcome. That was a cold opening to an after show. This is.
This is the show?
This is the show?
I'll tell you, this is the show. You like doing this and then to play that?
Oh.
Just go, hey, hey, hoo, hoo.
This is the show.
This is the show. This is what you get.
Fine show.
I have good news.
Deborah.
I have. Deborah. You do Ray Romano. Deborah.
Deborah.
Why does Robin keep trying to fuck my wife? Everybody loves Raymond.
James is on the phone. James, hello.
Why can't you do
I hung up on him. I can't listen to a grown man cry. Yes, asshole. It was him. Hey, listen.
Hey, fuck that James guy.
Hey, listen.
I don't mean to be aggressive either. I hate when people do that.
Do you have a lot of animosity?
Towards James, I do.
Why? What's your problem? Why are you so mad at the world?
Oh, that's not a
good question. Why don't you take a deep breath? You have that, is that trouble with you in relationships? Look at me.
I have a lot of animosity. Because I can't say animosity.
Let me ask you a question. When are you your happiest?
Me, my happiest?
Sure, I do great interviews. Suck it, Mark Maron.
You want to know when I'm the happiest?
Well, don't you think? Yes, and you think about it.
When I'm closing my eyes and pretending I'm Elvis.
Wow, you know
never
what?
Never been happier.
Well, then why don't you come in here when no one's around and just play that music really loud and do it?
Can I?
Yes. I think you should. Oh, I guess we are having fun. So, Tom, I want to talk to you a bit very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I have a serious interview show.
I
dig deep into people. What makes you cry?
Any father-daughter. Anytime a father's proud of his daughter in a movie.
Oh, right.
Wait, when a soldier surprised their kids.
That's ridiculous. Thank you. We're great. We're great for loving great things. Thank you, everybody. We love fun things. Well, you know
what? Episodes of What Would You Do?
Episodes.
Pretty much any,
what would you cry at?
Pretty
this
much
is my new show.
Movie.
What would you cry at?
Any movie.
Any movie.
Any movie.
Really?
Any.
What about something?
Yeah.
What about
South Park the movie?
South Park.
I'll cry at the end of that.
Yeah, well, I'm
Did
sure.
They brought it to a close.
I heard you cry.
Good.
I heard because you cried. This is just a rumor out on the street that you cried because I heard that you cried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a guy who has a really trouble telling a joke. No. A friend of mine told me, and this is true, I heard that you, when you went to the movie, you were so, that the reason you cried the last time you went to the movies,
because
you talk about crying, so I would say to you, didn't I hear that the reason that you cried at the movie wasn't that it was sad, but it's that they ran out of milk duds?
Oh, it's one that's full not of money. True.
It's on the show.
Do you get that's insensitive.
Is
now,
that true?
If you cried at Up the Film, you might be a crybaby.
Is it true that you bought Bill Engvall's act? Oh, God. I know how to keep a show moving. Does anybody... Seriously, I know. It's some truth to that.
All right.
I had to keep... Because people don't know. Okay, I want to talk about... people were proud of you if you're going through any... Did you ever come overcome something? A bad habit even? Stop eating something?
Yeah,
anything?
I was a very hefty boy. I was a fat child and I...
We don't say fat anymore.
Well,
we say pudgy oriented.
Sorry.
We say fluffy.
Okay, I was a pudgy oriental.
No, it's nicer. It's sweeter. No, whatever you say. I'm kidding. You can talk about it. We're talking about it.
I was a hefty boy and I...
No, how heavy were you?
Let me lead
the interview, please. I'll edit this out that I'm asking this. But for the love of God, let me look like I'm conducting
all
a good
right,
interview.
All right.
I'll edit this out.
This is all.
Can you do me a favor? This seems desperate.
What do you want?
You're going to laugh. Would you call me, like, say, you're really respected out there in the comedy community? And I'll edit this part out, and I'll be like, oh, thank you, thank you.
Are you ready?
Are
you ready?
Do you mind? Is this sad that I'm asking?
No. Todd.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
Todd, I have friends, and they don't know anything about comedy. They text me. They say you're their favorite comedian.
Oh, stop.
And they hate comedy. Good comedy, that is. They hate it.
Oh.
But they say, Todd Glass, my favorite comedian. Is that good?
Well...
Not sure if that's good, but they say it. I thought you would like it.
My friends usually hate. You know what people go? My friends usually hate comedy. Well, they're weird. I usually hate music. It doesn't sound bright. Anyway, I don't like to call. I'm being nicer to people, and I'm not. Well, I've always been nice to people, but I mean, when I'm trying to preach something, be nice. How about tonight? On the first show, I admitted that I'm a horrible person.
You did?
Well, I eat meat.
You do eat meat.
Still from 7-Eleven.
No, I don't.
You do eat meat, and you said that you grin while you do it.
I told you to keep your big fucking mouth.
That's the part that's evil.
I didn't steal from 7-Eleven. That's a George Carlin. I didn't. Did I? No.
I know. I thought you mentioned that on the first show. I heard it wrong.
No, not from 7-Eleven. I said I stole from... I admitted somewhere.
A poor child.
The Lebowski's.
Yeah, why? Do you think they sell alligator shirts? Did they? All right, listen, calm down.
No, they used to just sell the alligator patch.
At 7-Eleven, you didn't know that?
Just without the shirt, just a little
just a little patch. The alligator patch you could steal from 7-Eleven.
Oh, I'm so... When you want some reverb in your voice... And you want some reverb in your song. You
Oh, wow.
I guess I have a nice setup.
Well done.
Tom, do you sing?
Oh, I sing.
Okay, what type of I want my show to be better. What could I do? Turn the reverb off. We're no more bells and whistles anymore. I'm serious. This is getting ridiculous. What do we do? Help me out here. Come in as an
outsider.
What could I make it better? I want it to be great.
Let's do some bits. Let's do a bit.
Sure. What bit you want? You want to go play in the toilet?
Yeah, I'll go play in the toilet.
Okay, cool. Maybe he's right. Do bits. I've been sitting around doing shit.
Also, we've been talking about pulling people over, and we haven't.
Oh, and then we'll pull people over.
Oh shit! I forgot.
You'll go play in the toilet. Then we'll pull people over. Sounds like we're doing a lot of bits now.
There's so many bits happening now. It's too many bits, some might say.
Too many bits.
How did this happen?
Not enough jingles.
We went from not enough bits. We should play more jingles. We make no changes at all. More jingles, less bits.
This seems like a dangerous world.
More jingles and less bits. Do you want more? Okay, so hold on. Shh, shh, shh. To me, I shush myself. It's a nice thing to do for people. Okay, hold on.
Oh, shit.
No, no, no bits.
Where's the bits?
Bits and
what are we doing?
Oh, the bits.
What's up with airline bits? Just talking
about. I know we're going to pull people over, but we were going to do something.
He was going to do something before that.
I know.
Wait. What?
Stop.
You were going to say.
Only talk if you're helping find out where we were at.
I was trying to
help. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Eric's been rude lately, and it's been on my mind.
And I want to apologize.
And I know. And I'm sorry. It's probably me, the way I've been. It's just so hyper around here. I'm probably making you nervous, and I want to apologize.
Oh, well, good. I thought it was all me and that I got you hyper.
No. You know what it is,
attitude.
To be honest? I get so excited.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Tom just passed me a note saying that he had to go to the restroom. So I think we're going to have to let him go to the restroom.
Who?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just have to go really bad.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go to the
bathroom. Hold on. We're going to do that. Thank you. I was going to say, but we have to figure out what we were doing.
Before we do anything,
okay, I have to go to the bathroom right now.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll just talk while you're gone. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, thank you. All right?
Okay.
All right. I didn't mean to be so defensive, but I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Wow, so this has been fun. Tom is going to go to the bathroom. It's been a fun after show. You know what? I hate to do this because it's just so funny and it makes us laugh. Turn the microphone on in the bathroom.
Whee!
Ooh, what is he doing?
Whee!
Oh, my gosh. Listen, it sounds like he's playing.
Yeah, I'm peeing on
top. Wait, turn the microphone off. Turn the microphone off. This sounds like maybe we shouldn't turn that microphone on. He's playing in the toilet.
I don't know.
We agree.
What is he doing?
I'm morbidly curious now, though.
Who goes wee when they pee?
He was literally going wee. Is he peeing in the toilet?
Sounds like he was playing in the toilet.
Sounds like he's playing. It's one thing if you're
peeing, which is weird.
All right, listen. Only for a little bit, because I don't want to be an unprofessional show. I'm going to turn the mic back on. But
hey, I'm a little pee-pee boy. Oh,
wait.
I'm peeing on top of old poop now.
Wait a second. Turn the microphone off. I feel like if that's what he likes to do, then he's not hurting any. Well, I would like to reach out in a helpful way. To say he might, is that a, can that be okay? That could that just be a thing? Turn the mic back on. I want to hear.
I'm a little pee.
Oh, I turn it off. I feel it. No, it's
I'm zipping up and down my zipper, but also playing in the pee fountain. We all float down here.
Did I ever tell you? This is a true story. That bit, I would give it a C+. No, on my what I threw your way, because it's very, the guy's playing in the toilet. How much could go right? I mean, you obviously have a problem. I wanted to make him not as demented, though. But how do you make a guy playing in the toilet seems normal?
Hey, I'm back, Todd. Did anything weird happen?
Oh, no, nothing weird in here. Every time Blake Wexler leaves a room, like if he comes out of the bathroom or if you go into a room and he's just been in it by himself, he goes, nothing weird here, nothing to see. Nothing but normal things going on here. We're just in here, just being normal. Nothing to see, nothing to see. There used to be an old joke of Jay Leno had about a cop. All right, keep it moving. If you want to stand here, you have to keep moving. Cops like, wait, how do we do that? He was one of those guys. He's, you know, one of those guys, you know. All right, keep it moving. Nothing to see. If you want to stand here, you're going to have to keep moving. All right, that seems like logic. It'll fight itself. You can't have a motorcycle. You ever go, you know, I'm in line the other day with my motorcycle helmet. People come up to you. They tell you their story. Hey, yeah, my uncle used to have a motorcycle, you know. And I got to hear the story. Yeah. Drove straight into a threshing machine. He won't be shaving for a while. All right, well, thank you, sir. Thank you for sharing that with me. How about these ads late at night? Are you between the ages of 60 and 80 and thinking about life insurance? Yeah, a lot of 80-year-olds are just thinking about life insurance. Hey, you know, honey, the kids are 75 now. God forbid we get into a motorcycle accident. Well, I just thank you. So anyway, that's a little Leno.
That's some Leno.
Oh, it was so funny.
Little Leno.
That was his stand-up days.
That's a little Leno.
Why isn't that a cartoon?
Little Leno.
Little Leno.
Little Leno.
Hey, everybody, it's Little Leno.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, a little talking rat just walked into the room. Shit.
How about that commercial? Are you between the ages of 60 and 80 and thinking about life insurance?
It's not working.
That was the scariest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know what
that voice is. It's not a run, 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 run from the bed.
That was hot, though.
It's easy to do with voices.
You just take your hand.
Hey, I'm a little puppet.
Look at this. My marijuana pipe is an animal.
Ooh.
Look.
Hey,
looks like a little
no
Christmas
one ever
ball.
Talks to me like a real person, but you're so friendly.
I'm waving a what's that called?
A pipe.
A pipe in front of his face while I do that thing. All right, this show's professional.
Okay,
and I want to do this. Think... You know they have a three in a row on a radio station. Three in a row. They advertise. We're going to do three songs in a row. Nonstop music for an hour.
There's a block? Name for that?
A block.
Blockbuster.
Block.
Yeah,
a block.
Yeah, block. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have a block of the bloobity bloppity fluckity. Well, we're going to have 3 minutes, no jingles. That's it. 3 minutes straight. No jingles. It's a big new segment on our show.
Jingles
although,
or no sound effects at all?
No, definitely sound effects. Definitely sound effects. John, don't relax because this bit involves you even playing more. No, we're going to go with no jingles with the name in it, but we'll go with, you know. But you know what we never do is thank Joe enough.
Wow.
No, out of nowhere.
No good.
That's why I just brought it up.
I don't even care that he's been phoning it in.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I think it's good.
You know what, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your mom told me about you.
Oh.
No, she said you're controversial. What does your mom do for a living?
She is a nurse. She is a nurse. Oh, is that right? You think she unzips dudes' jocks?
No, that's not. That's a book bag, asshole. Weirdo.
I'm the asshole.
Well,
Wait a second. I'm the asshole.
Yeah, that's a book bag. It's clearly a book bag. Who has a zipper that long?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it curves around and gets. Open your zipper on your pants. Close your eyes. Picture someone opening their zipper. Go ahead.
It sounded similar to the other sound.
And then keep playing it. Okay, good. Okay, I'm going to open my zipper. Play the whole thing.
Oh, okay. But that sounds like an unzip and then just a zip back up.
Keep going. Keep playing it.
I mean, that's way too fast of a zip back up.
That's
you know?
True.
You're in the danger zone.
Listen to a book bag. Picture, you open it, they get to the top part, and then you keep going. Okay, then you keep going. There you go,
okay.
All the way. All
right,
and then you open a pouch. Picture the book
bag. And there's a bunch of guys' dicks in that book bag, if you get what I'm saying here.
Can I tell you something? Yep. I never wanted a show.
Yep.
I never... Thank God for the jingles tonight, John. Because, you know, John, I know you feel it, you seem tired. But your jingles, just the pure fact, are saving me because, to be honest, I like having shows. I might have a new show, Pure Jingles. Me, Todd, and his jingles.
Well,
it's just.
It's a radio show with blocks of jingles.
Blocks of jingles. We have no show. We go the best of. We go. We talk about the day I got it, where I was at when I received it, what it was like when I listened to it at the gym. And then we just have, it's an evening with Joe.
Ooh.
It's an evening with Todd Glass and Joe McKenzie's jingles.
Or you could call it Jingle All the Way.
What?
Yeah. Somebody's got good ideas. Nobody listens to them.
Play any. Just let's have fun. They bring up memories, the jingles. You're like, remember that one? Go through the board. Have fun. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, ooh, it's wrong. And then we'll talk and we'll have a fun
show.
You
call the fans Jingalos.
Todd Glass, Todd Glass, Todd Giggity Glass. I think you've heard he's got reverb. Todd Glass, number one podcast. Todd Glass, Todd Giggity Glass.
All right. Does anybody want to ask me a question? You know what? I'm going to tell you this right now, John. And I'm Aristotle, do not appreciate it. Okay, hold
is
on.
Is this the
hold
show?
On. Is it? Help
is this
me.
The show?
Help, talk to these guys.
Guys.
Tell
come
them
on.
How to George Stephanopoulos. This is the
guys.
Lowest form of comedy.
Guys,
what do you
think
they think they're doing? They think
do you
they're
think
doing a
Charlie
parody
Rose
of it.
Would do this? What is
thank
this for?
You.
Would Who wants this?
Would Charlie Rose do this?
Charlie Rose. Would he
Charlie,
like this?
Would Charlie Rose do
would
this?
Charlie drive like this?
No, John. John, he won't listen to you. Let me get him to at least listen to you. John, at least listen to what he says.
Hey, John.
At least listen to what he says.
John, listen.
John,
hear
John,
me
John,
out.
Hold on. Let me
hear
get
me
him
out. Would
for
Mark Maron do this?
He's not going to listen to you.
Would Mark Maron ever
not
do
gonna,
this?
Hey, Tom, I'm trying to help you.
I'm trying to help
you. I'll get him to listen
you.
To you. I know you are, but I think you have something to say. Let me get his attention.
Thank you.
John, at least listen to what he has to say. Guys, come on. This is not the show. I know what you think you're doing. We've had this happen. Listen to Tom, at least. I'm just going to let you talk.
I've heard of WTF, but WTF, right? Like, this is fucked up. This is fucking bullshit. That doesn't even
come
sound
on.
Like anything. That sounds like...
Oh, that
this is embarrassing.
Real.
Come on. That wouldn't even be real. And that's gross. That one's gross.
It's the Todd Glass Show farting you all the way home. Yeah, this year more farts. You're going to love it. It's the after show with twice as many farts. Wow.
You're going to love Todd Glass. I love his fart
jokes. I don't want no meat. I don't want no meat. Just more taters.
That's all he wants, more taters.
Taters.
Be nice. That's right. It's Eating with the Oldies. This is the one we're showing. Everybody look it up. This is me eating a bowl of spaghetti. It's Eating to the Oldies. Let's let it breathe. Everybody, look how good my spaghetti is. Look at me. I'm eating it with my forks.
Eating the good spaghetti.
I love spaghetti. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Burrito.
Do you like it? Don't just say yes to say.
No.
Do you like it twice baked?
Twice baked burrito?
Yeah, you never had that?
I've never had that.
Twice
is
grilled.
That thing?
Twice grilled.
Oh, that sounds... I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know. I don't know if I've had that.
Can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. It almost makes...
Okay, all right, all right. That time it was funny.
No, don't acknowledge it. It's not. It's not. Okay. It's not.
You know, it's
you know what he asked me? He said, we'll close... I'm going to be honest. To George... Mm-hmm. George Benson. he said he wants to close. I never feel so angry when this happens. I really do because I feel like it's a total disrespect to what I know that's funny. It's not funny. I'm just going to say this before because I don't take for granted that everybody listens to every show. I leave this in. Everybody has every right to go, mm-hmm. Todd, you would edit it out. This is obvious. I want people to hear what I go through.
This is what you deal with.
Is this funny? And I'm stupid. Up. Am I that off? Am I that
this
off?
Is fucked up.
Am I
that
off? Am I that off? Is this funny? All right. Let me just ignore it. You know what I do? I'm going to do what my therapist said. It's the truth. You ignore it and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have remembered
your
that.
Your therapist said that.
She said that to me. Wait a second.
If you ignore it, it'll go away.
Who's your therapist?
A horrible therapist. It sounded like it could have made sense. Like, if you don't pay attention to that, yeah, ignore it.
All right.
He or she's really
Todd,
sleeping on the job.
Todd, I'm your therapist.
Yes.
Well, just ignore them. They'll go away.
The voices in my head?
If you ignore it, it'll go away.
All right. If I ignore you, will you go away?
I'm your therapist, okay. And if you ignore me, I'll go away.
Oh, good. Because quite frankly, I think your advice is not good.
Well, that's your
but
opinion.
But I love you, and I think, no,
that's
it's not.
Opinion,
no, it's not.
And I'm your therapist.
No, it's
and
not.
And if you ignore what I have to say, I'll go away. You still owe me $50.
I'll tell you,
session.
My therapist used to tell me to lay under the couch. Is that wrong? Before Rodney, and this is the truth, and I'm not making this up, I swear. Rodney, before he had the drummer, the reason they did the drum is because Rodney, and I do not like flatulation?
Flashlets.
Flashlets jokes. But Rodney would fart, and then they did the drums to cover it up. So he'd be like, I'll tell you, my wife, she's not a good cook. At our house, we pray after we eat. I'll tell you, I've caught a fly fixing the screen door. I'll tell you, you know. I'll tell you, I walked by a funeral parlor. There was a picture of me. It said, coming soon. I'll tell you, my sister lent me a rollaway bed.
Didn't you?
All right, John, don't be silly.
I wish that, like,
John,
Darker Axe had a drum roll.
Just
like,
ignore him.
I wish that, like, Maron had a
just
drum roll after jokes.
You thought that would be good?
If Mark Maron, after, like, a joke, it's, like, a couple-minute-long story or whatever, he just had a bump.
If Mark Maron did that?
Yeah.
I bet if you edited that together.
That'd be pretty
How
fun.
About can you Google a Tiffany roll, and maybe this would be good? I don't really like the new joke. No. You know, you have to get that last one in. Does that make... Let me ask you a question. I want to have a serious conversation. Does it feel good that you got that in, that last one? Does that feel good? Does it feel good that you can't let me say please stop it and at least not you got to play enough? Do you really think you didn't get to play enough? Like at what point don't you go? Am I right to be?
I don't even.
This is offensive.
Is this funny or naughty?
People suffer from this sort of thing.
Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
Be honest to George Carlin. What if this is not that great? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's absurd. You know what? I'm pretty sure it is. No, but stop it. Stop it. Don't be. Can we have a nice show? The relationship I have with my show is like somebody that has with a puppet. Come on, show. Be nice.
Yeah.
Was that you, John, or did Aristotle do that into the microphone?
It was me, but it was by accident.
No, shut up.
Yeah.
No, I thought Aristotle had set that up. I thought that's what you were whispering to him, because I was like, that's perfect.
I know. What type of show do we have?
It was a beautiful miracle.
Explain the show. Why? Why is that? Because maybe people are eating during the show, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to make people sick. I don't. I want to.
Yeah, sometimes
when
I'll
I
just
first
eat
met
shit
you,
while
baby, you fed me all chicken and wine. It was steak and potatoes and lobster. Babe, I sure felt fine. But now all you give me is seaweed and alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds. I got my doubts.
Oh!
Babe, you left me here with
I got it. I got what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
I like this.
Chicken
cordon bleu. I like a different types of food. I like a different types of things. I like my background music and I can sing those nice songs. I like Thai food. I like... Hello? Stop. Come on. Don't be... So, I was going to say, talk to you about a twice-baked burrito. Twice grilled.
Oh, yeah. Twice grilled.
If you haven't ever had one...
I don't think
I really
want
to go get one.
Yeah.
And twice, because it's a game changer to me.
It sounds like the. Well, it sounds incredible.
So you make it, and then you put it back on the grill.
Yeah.
And even if they do it a little bit, I like it a lot. Like, whatever they do, I like them to double it. Because I like it. It binds it.
Anything they do.
Thank you.
Just it's, double it.
True. It's like, you know, except with air freshener, I learned my lesson. But it binds it. So when you eat it, it's the proportion. It always falls apart. It's not easy to eat. It makes it easy to eat.
I kind of feel like, maybe this is stupid, but at Taco Bell, and I don't eat Taco Bell very often, but I feel like their burritos have that.
Because they
aspect,
twice grill them.
I feel like it's those
they have
Crunch
like a
Supreme.
Press
yeah, the extra press, it does make it like the Crunchwrap, those octagon shaped things. You know what I'm talking about? I like those because they feel like that, where it's like, oh, this is very crispy.
Yes.
They're
the octagon
so good.
Things. Exactly.
They're so good.
Exactly.
I love them.
But it's that with a burrito.
The burrito sounds better to me like that.
How about this? Just you know, I'm not saying that this should be in place of the burrito, because the burrito should be exactly the way it is. It's masterful. There's no bettering.
No, burritos can do better.
All right, what about a pretzel roll for the burrito?
Oh, shit.
That's right, asshole.
Well, how thin is it, though?
Back off, asshole.
Hey, fuck you,
My
asshole.
My idea is great. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, fuck you, asshole.
No, what did you want to say? Can you mind if I get like up at this podium and answer questions about my pretzel roll?
I have questions about this pretzel.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. I show you my new pretzel roll.
Yeah, right.
No, you're going to ask questions.
I'm asking questions.
Well, you're very
angry.
Yes, the man in the blue hat.
Oh, you think you can do better than what a burrito's doing? How thin is this pretzel?
It's very thin. It's crispy
okay,
on the outside.
Okay, that sounds good then.
Oh, okay.
I'm already sold.
No, can I really explain it? If it was done right, it has to be very... See, the thing about a pretzel, I don't need music. I think I am getting sick. I'm reaching over. I can't just talk without music. A pretzel is crunchy on the outside a teeny bit, but there is doughiness inside. There is an amount that it's inside.
That's
it's
the
doughy.
I think that's the problem with if you did
a
pretzel. That's
the problem with hard pretzels, though. That's why they suck.
What are we talking
about?
Wait. No, yeah. let's hear you out, Todd.
No, I'm just saying that would make if the what wrapped around the burrito. In the burrito, it's the same thing. It's beans, it's cheese, but the outside was like thin. But definitely picture a pretzel, that color it becomes when it's golden on the outside.
Yeah,
like, I hope you. I don't know.
No, this sounds good.
And then
I would
inside, it's a little bit doughy before it hits the stuff. But that would bind together. Picture on the top that looked like a pretzel. It was like rolled like a pretzel. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where they tied it.
Here's a question. What kind of sauce are you eating with this?
Watch your...
What kind of fucking sauce are you going to eat
with this piece of
shit?
It's whatever's in the burrito.
You're just going to... But I feel like with a pretzel outside, you need something different.
Oh, no. You need pretzel cheese in that burrito.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like pretzel
you need
cheese.
Some nacho
it's whatever you
cheese
want. There's
there.
No right way. But I don't like the...
There's no right way to eat
most
a pretzel
people,
burrito.
I would say... I bet I'm not in the norm like a cheese. I think most people do like the cheese whiz. Mm. And I did for a while. But then I just changed.
Yeah.
Maybe I got to just change.
I got
you know what I'm
idea.
Talking about, a Philadelphia cheesesteak.
It's not now, real cheese, right?
It's
like
cheese
a synthetic whiz. Cheese.
It's cheese whiz.
Yeah.
You know what Jay Leno used to say? I don't like anything with the weed in it. It was a funny joke, actually. I didn't mean to.
You said a lot of funny jokes.
If you say it like that, it's
going to
be condescending.
Well, it does, but I didn't mean it. Whatever he goes, I didn't remember it, so I just did the cadence of his voice. But it was a funny joke. Well, Jay Leno had a billion funny
jokes.
Jay
Leno's a funny guy.
When Jay Leno, I wish I could find that my friend made a tape.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not. We don't.
No,
you know, I might
doubt Jay Leno in a lot of other areas, but
Jay
I
Leno.
Don't doubt that he's a funny
guy.
Yeah, okay,
all right.
He might have other shit.
I bet
I
David
don't.
Letterman would argue you. But
no, I bet Dave would be the first to admit that
no,
Jay
they were friends
was
for,
funny.
Yes, of course. That's why they were close
Kindler's
friends.
Andy Kindler's loving this part of the show.
Yeah, well, you know what, Andy? Let's
Andy
piss Andy
listen.
Off if he is listening. Hey, Andy,
hey,
why don't you come
hey
over
Andy.
Here? We'll push your face in the dirt.
Oh, shit. Are we bullying Andy?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Andy, we're not scared of you, okay?
Yeah, we're not scared, Andy.
Yeah, we'll hold you down and push your face
hey
in the
Andy.
Dirt.
Andy, I voted for Bernie Sanders.
Hey, Andy. Oh, boy. My man, Jane Kindler.
Hey, Andy, how about you come over, Andy, and we push your face in the dirt?
Yeah. We'll push it right in there. You
hey,
won't believe
hey,
what
hey,
happened.
Andy.
Are you scared, Andy? Bok, bok, bok. Andy, why don't you run over and tell Susan?
Oh. Hey, Andy, I'm going to fill out a Bill Maher submission packet.
That's right. And then give half the money to to something you don't like.
Oh.
Free speech.
Free speech.
Free speech.
Miss you, Andy.
Can't believe Andy's dead. No, it's not funny, guys. Stop it. It makes me sick.
What? Tweet at him.
Tweet at Andy. Sorry, I know that his family is looking at his Twitter feed.
Tweet at him. Are you still dead?
No, let's be nice. Tweet at him. Are you still dead? I love the sound of the flute. It's very beautiful. The music, the band tonight.
I got a tombstone for my career.
Oh, hold on, not yet. It's amazing what if you have enough. Can you just do that feather thing? I promise I'll keep it short. Indulge me, and then we'll do a nice show. But it's like just follow me with the leads over there. Watch this. Can I get some reverb? A little strum of the guitar. And you can make it seem like you have something to say. And that's all. I sing. Oh, I guess I'm a singer. Sherry, move on. I don't have time. I guess I'm a singer.
Andy.
Oh, let's talk about
Andy
more.
Can you please?
Let's talk about nice singing. About Andy in case he's listening. Who's
Love
your favorite
Andy.
Comedian?
Andy Kindler.
Three comedians that make you laugh really hard.
All right, Andy Kindler.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Glass.
I'm excluded because that's the way you play this game. You don't include yourself. You don't make anybody. But off the side.
Off the side.
Would you say me?
All right, I'll say it off to the side.
Leave it in. I mean, I should let him say it first. And anyone, guess what?
I think Andy Kindler makes me laugh as much as anybody in this world.
Hold on one second. I think five is an easier way to answer that question because you don't have to think as hard. So five people, not to make you laugh, that make you really laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Rory Scovel.
Rory Scovel, there you go.
Maria Bamford. Tig, I think.
Tig. What do you think? No one wants to hear their name be said like that. These are five people.
I'm trying to name five.
Hold on. Let me stop all over again.
Okay. I fucked up.
At 20, no, you didn't fuck up. I'm yelling. It's part of it.
Fucked up.
20, I get it, where you can really have to think. But five, I could utter five out of my mouth. That doesn't mean that the six doesn't belong in there, too.
That's fair. Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't be like, it's not.
I have to name the only five.
Rory Scovel. No. Now, you didn't do that, but I get it. But hey, by the way, anybody's name you mention, it means you really fucking think they're funny. But like,
yeah.
Is five hard for you? Because
To limit it to five is hard. Well, many comics made me laugh.
Then
so
why
hard.
Were you. Why were you at?
I forgot that we weren't limiting it to five. Like,
yes,
where
you
it's
are.
Like, but I mean, like, you're not saying, like, this is the only
oh,
five.
Oh, no.
That's what I mean.
Oh,
you're
I get
You're not
it.
Saying that, so that makes it easier.
It does make it easier. The
you're
other
right,
way, you think you're
right.
excluding a brilliant comic.
Yes. So
See,
this
Tom,
way, I'm not excluding.
But here's another
I don't
one.
Want to exclude. That's the problem.
I know. That's good for you. That's because you're
excluding.
Kind.
Here's another question. Is there anybody that's funnier than Brian Regan?
No.
Well... No. As
you disagree, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's. You said funnier.
Yeah, but he's
or
the
as
one
funny
that most
as.
Consistently makes me laugh where I can't
well,
breathe. Kevin Meaney did that.
Yeah.
No,
you know what? Does do that. Eddie Pepitone does that.
I don't even want to get. It's hard for
men,
me. And I know
huh?
they're only silly hypotheticals, but I don't want to. It's hard to say funnier because then it sounds like an insult. But dude, Brian Regan
said as funny. I
no,
took that as
funnier.
Funny.
There's not really
Brian Regan really
funnier than Brian Regan.
Brian Regan. I mean, obviously the history of the show lets everyone know Brian Regan. I mean, just for so many levels, and then on fact that how look he reminds me not to be lazy. He really thinks things through. That's why you know I would love if he took on social issues because he would. Oh God damn it! He can make the world a better place if he ever want. If and only if he chose to. I'm
but
not
the
telling
thing is,
him
I
to do that.
I think he could. I saw
of
him
course.
Live. I saw him work out new material at in a theater, and he said some stuff that was like clearly not in line with what maybe some of his fan base might think because his fan base. It's not like he's curated a dumb fan base.
No,
but he's. But he has curated a big fan base, so there will be dumb people within that fan base.
You know what? I think there's a better word than dumb.
Dumb?
But,
I'm sorry.
But mine doesn't sound too nice either, but I think here's what it is.
Misinformed, maybe?
Well, what I'd even want Brian, if he heard us discussing it,
would
he be proud of what came? You know, because he has a theory on it.
I think he would be, though,
here's what mine.
Big. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say it would be dumb, because he's you know, if we're going to, really try. I think it's... There is a mine's not a compliment to them, but there are most people that like Brian Regan. This is what I believe. I would hope if he heard, he'd go, "Well, I like Todd's rendition of my base is." Most people that like Brian are all brilliant comedians because Brian is funny.
He's just pure funny.
Clean
yeah.
is not first.
Don't even think
it's
about
just
it.
That he's
don't even think
Brian
about
Regan.
It.
Just it's just fucking. fucking, it's what everybody wants to do, and that's wring the living shit out of a thought. Take it everywhere. Don't leave any unturned corners. And he does it. Now, the fact that it, so that's, I think, a lot of his audience. It just loves Brian. And some, yes, it is. You know what?
I think he has brilliant jokes that he does in a way that he purposely includes everybody. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
People that don't see past the outer layer of it.
Well, right. No, it's like he'll do something very absurd within a thought, but it's also brought, like he's performing, and right. People general audiences love watching someone perform, and he's great at it.
No, but I was going somewhere to acknowledge the part of the audience that we were trying to. We all know the first part that
that are brilliant.
We know, yes.
People who
I'll either edit it out or I'll feel like I said it cleanly.
Yeah.
So I think that is the most of the audience, and then there is an audience member. Again, I don't think the part that you know, that part, the people that you know, that are the
that disagree with
that talk about him being clean more than anything. So I think then there's a lot of people that go, oh no, I like my comedy to be funny first. The fact that it's clean, yeah, that's nice. I could bring this person, or I could, you know, it's like I get to see someone that's funny from their bones, not clean comedy tour funny. That's a clean this guy's funny from his bones. And he happens to be clean. Yeah, that I see how that works.
Yeah.
But then, and then there's a small section of people that just, you know, I'm sure anything he did, you know, they just clean. I go, I could see shedding those. So to me, if he ever did it, and I say if, because I would never suggest he should do anything he didn't want to do, but if he had a hankering for like social or political, boy, would that be fun. Would he lose that base that probably maybe disagrees? Yeah, but I think he'd be fine. I think he'd gain new people. He'd lose maybe that. I would love if he did that, because you know why? He could make, by the way, he makes this world a better place just by being who he is.
He won't lose respect of his peers.
I will say.
Because he would always have it be funnier than it was preachy, and he would his homework.
Have you heard him on Pete Holmes' podcast?
No.
He talks a little bit about his religious beliefs and like his a lot of stuff that you'd be like, oh, I wouldn't have known that he would have thought that. And he's obviously, we all love him. He's a wonderful person. He's fun. He's just funny in his bones, like you said. But he's also a good man. Like,
I know.
We all love him. But on that show, he was saying things where I was like, oh, I would have never thought that Brian Regan was like this enlightened, and like he's brilliant. I mean, he's a brilliant guy.
Oh, yeah. He's that's why, if he ever, and again, I preface it every time, because if he just does exactly what he's been doing.
Oh, God. A brilliant man.
You know what I can tell you? That sound effect made everything we were talking about worth it. Because it's like, that's part of the joke. No, we're just stretching to make that joke work.
So anyway,
thank you. So let me go back to Brian Regan. Brian Regan. Like, he needs us talking about him.
Yeah, he's had it too good for too long.
Yeah.
We need to talk about other people.
Oh, so
Netflix is already aware. Yeah.
I say only if.
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, I would never be like, you know what you should do?
Uh-huh.
Just if it was his desire, yes, it would be fun to watch. With, like, just him take something and be able to, like, really bring it true, you know,
because
if he uses his brilliance on to try to make an opinion, well, he does use his brilliance to give his opinion in a funny way to show the ridiculous for being ridiculous. But just I'm the greedy me wants to go, oh, if it was for a social thing,
maybe even social
or political. Oh, would I love to watch him do that? You know what I mean?
Why can't trans people use a bathroom? Right.
Don't be disrespectful.
Like, does that. He, like,
I know. He goes, what do you think's going to happen? And then he gets his shoulders up. I know what you mean.
I can't do it. I'm trying to do it. I'm not as good as some people.
Hey,
that's my impressions. I give up halfway through and I say I'm not good.
Somebody said, everything you do is great. Somebody said that there were people that, like a friend of theirs, was it somebody about... I think it's time to go for the close.
Is that right?
What if that's the way you got us to go to the close? Like, eventually I have a stomachache. You're like, you know what works on Todd? If I play those fart sound effects long enough. I can't believe I say this word. I don't like this word. I don't like the word F word.
The what word?
F word. That's the F word
fart?
To Todd.
Yeah. I really don't. I'm not joking. You think, well, then how can I let this bit happen? Because it's so absurd that...
Wait, you're making this happen?
Well, yeah. I mean, not making it, but I think it's funny. I'm not going to lie. I can break down the outer wall. If I asked John not to do it, he wouldn't. If I said, John, I don't want to do that anymore. I mean, of course, I play the guy. Hey, come on, what type of show is this? But we get it. I think it's funnier. I wouldn't be trying to deliver it. Oh, shit. I think it's your mom. Hello, is this... it's your manager. Hey, Tom Martin, is this Tom's manager? Oh, talk to him. I don't want to... This guy's crazy.
Todd.
No, Todd, I'm over here.
No, my manager's name is Todd,
too.
Oh,
sorry.
Todd Gass.
Oh, he's on the Howard Stern show?
Yeah, this is Todd Gass. He's on the Howard Stern show. Todd, no, no deal.
Did he say Netflix?
Yeah, he said Netflix special. No, I don't want to take it.
Oh, he doesn't even take it. He must be big.
I don't want it.
Does Tom know we're eavesdropping?
I want Netflix, too. No, they're giving Seinfeld $20 million a special. I want 40.
What?
I want 40.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think if I understand what he's saying, he said, you'll get it. Oh, and you poopity in your pants.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want,
Kirsty,
too.
Kirsty. That means poopy, poopy.
That means poopy, poopy.
Oh.
Wait, do you know my manager?
Right, guys, I have to stop. I think I might be having a nervous breakdown. This is not a show. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll feel better about this. I really will. Maybe put this up front. Maybe leave it here. This is free. I think that I just want to give it away. Don't go see Tom...
Dekar.
Dekar. It's Tom Dekar. Tom Dekar.
Thank you. We'll be back with the Todd Glass wrap up.
No, we're going in for the close. I want to get a burrito. I want to get a burrito twice baked for you.
I mean,
will you eat one?
I
know a great place.
You do?
Oh, sure. It's right on the corner of Fairfax. It's one of those trucks. It's just outside.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
No.
Todd Gass.
There's the anger you have.
Sorry, I'm angry.
Why do you have anger?
Because
you ever rip a phone book?
World.
Why don't you rip a phone book?
I'm
what happened?
Strong
Trump,
enough.
Trump is president or something?
Yeah. This
what the
Trump
fuck?
Guy.
I
keep hearing all kinds of stuff about him.
I don't think he's doing a bad job.
You like him?
He's doing a better job than I thought, I will say
I do
that.
Think we
I'm
should
kidding,
give him a
asshole.
Chance. No.
Were you serious?
No.
Oh, I didn't know if you were. I wanted to stop it right away. He's doing a better job than I thought. And he went, you know.
No.
I mean, it's almost going to be a year of a chance now.
No, it's a lot of a
that
chance.
That chance is fucked.
I
got fucked a long time ago.
I know. I do a impersonation of him now because I'm having so much fun with it.
Yeah? You want to do it?
We all do it. It's so much fun to do an easy impersonation of the Trump because we can all do it. It's so easy. Everybody does it good because... Oh, this is probably what James... is this what James meant?
This
We're
is
all
what
waiting
he's
for
doing
you to do
time.
It because I don't got one.
Yeah, well, he does it. Look.
The president?
Yeah.
Duncan's doing a face.
Yeah.
You're fired.
You're fired.
I think I've got a real good one.
Yeah.
You lose a job.
You know what?
You're fired.
It's bad. We got handed a mess. A real mess.
Aristotle.
A real mess.
Big leak.
Yeah, big leak.
You're fired.
Bah!
That sounds just like.
How do we know
that's not Donald Trump?
This is our 6-year anniversary.
Let me tell you something, that's a big deal. Sure.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go.
Wow.
You're fired.
Mm. You're fired.
And you lose a job. And you lose a job.
It's a big deal.
You lose a job.
You lose a job. You're fired.
You lose a job.
You're fired.
You
Listen here. I do
you
old school.
Job.
You dirty rat. You know who that is?
Jimmy Carter.
Oh. Jimmy Schubert. I don't want to admit I don't remember, so I say it's him. It's what is this?
The Todd Glass Show is 6 years old.
Shut up.
6 years old.
Shut up.
6 years old. The Todd Glass Show is 6 years old. Happy birthday, podcast. The Todd Glass Show is 6 years old.
6 years old. 6 years old.
Oh,
well, everybody.
Hello, Todd. Are you talking about ages?
Who is that?
It's me, Mick Jagger.
Hold
the
line.
Stones.
We'll get to you on the next show.
6 years old.
Hold the line,
good.
Mick. Hold the line. That was Mick Jagger.
Is 6 years old. Happy birthday, podcast.
Well, guess what, everybody? Mick Jagger?
Oh, hello. Yo, yo, yo. You got
oh
the right
God.
Number.
Oh, it is Mick Jagger.
It's,
anyway.
I think it's him.
It is. It
that's
definitely is him.
Cool. I mean,
it's
that's
definitely
pretty
him.
Cool.
Thanks for calling in.
I mean, he's
no
probably
problem,
top billing
Todd.
On the
talk
show.
To you next week, I guess.
Oh, I guess Mick Jagger calls in. I want to say goodbye to everybody. I'm exhausted. I am really exhausted.
Yeah.
I really am. I just...
It's late.
It is. What time is it?
Almost midnight.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, we have new listeners and all over the country. You know, we gotta. Thank you, everybody. This is the Todd Glass Show. Thank you. Thank you. What's your name again?
Tom DeCar.
Tom DeCar. Thank you on drums, Curtis, Duncan, Aristotle, John Bram Wagner.
Thank you so much for having me.
Eric Olson. You're just doing great. I'm very proud of you. Love you. And then here comes Chris Farron. You hear his music. Here he comes doing his little Mr. Rogers tribute. Oh, it's just come. It's feathering right in.
It's
here it comes. Oh,
you
hear
you
it. Oh, my voice. You hear the song.
Not the way you do oh. your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you, but it's you. I like every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.